Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul is on a mission to wipe out all the followers of Jesus. He is waging a campaign of violence with no end, and many of these followers are being thrown into prison. He is taking his campaign on the road, and who is able to stop this reign of terror? Welcome to my series, Paul, the Early Years. Paul was breathing threats against the followers of Jesus, even threatening murder as he was throwing them into prison. With his high-level connections, he secured documents that authorized him to take his campaign of terror to the nearby towns and villages. Paul's objective was to reach Damascus, where there was a growing community of Jesus followers. This was quite a road trip by foot, around 130 miles, but he never arrived with his sight intact. As he was traveling, a light from heaven flashed all around him, driving him to the ground. A voice spoke to him, just as clear as my voice is speaking to you. "Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Do you not know who I am? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up, enter the city Damascus, and it will be told to you what you must do." The men traveling with him stood speechless, not knowing what was going on. Their leader was on the ground talking to some mysterious being. They could only hear the voice, but there was no one around for miles. Just themselves on a lonely road. Paul got up and asked why it was dark in the middle of the afternoon. His eyes were open, but he could only see darkness. He was blind. They led him by hand to Damascus and found an inn for him to stay. They left him there. For 3 days he sat blind and nothing to eat or drink. God then summoned Ananias. As you can see, God stopped Paul in his tracks. Now, if you open your Bible to Acts chapter 9, you will find the story, but it uses Paul's Hebrew name, Saul. To keep things simple as I walk through the stories in Acts, I will keep using his name, Paul. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.